This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
I
see skies.
Beautiful out there this morning. Blue sky. Sun's coming up nice. Going to be a pretty good day, so if you have some available time, get the water on your garden that's been awfully dry, especially where I live in the Northeast. Some of the lawns are already turning brown, which really shouldn't happen during June anyways. But the weather is definitely light, nice, and a lot of your summer flowering plants are coming into bloom. One family in particular that I absolutely love is the Spirea family. And there are many varieties of the summer type. Now, the spring, a lot of you know, because it looks like the growth habit of a forsythia. Grows to be 6-7 feet tall with arching branches covered with 1 to 1.5 inch balls of flower clusters that are white. And they also call that one bridal wreath. And it's a great plant for the sun. It's a great plant for partial shade and makes a good privacy hedge. But the plants that bloom in the summertime are a lot smaller growing, almost in the shape of a mushroom cap, maybe a little bit more upright, growing around 2 feet tall, 3 feet wide, with green foliage, yellow foliage, or bronze foliage, and then it has a pink blossom on it, about an inch in diameter, covers the whole plant, and blooms for pretty close to a month. But what a lot of you need to do is when you start to notice that the flowers are beginning to turn on the brown side, get your hedge shears out and give them a haircut. Take about an inch and a half right off the whole plant. And just shear it down nice. And within 2 to 3 weeks, your plant will make some new growth. And that new growth will contain additional flower buds. And it will come into bloom for a second time during the month of July. And then it will come to bloom when you prune it, when it goes by, into late August, early September, so that you can get 3 blossoming periods on the Spirea. So it's a good-looking plant. It will do very well in full sun to half a day of shade. More blossoms in the sun than in the shade. And I think that you'll like it. It looks nice on top of a wall. It looks nice in a grouping of 3, 4, 5 coming up as an edging along a driveway. And also blooming at this time of the year, and it blooms for a long period, is a plant called a potentilla. And potentilla will grow a little bit bigger than the spirea, about 4 feet in diameter, a couple feet tall. And it comes in white and pink and yellow, but the yellow is the better of all of the colors. The white tends to look a little bit dirty, especially when they go by, but the yellow stays that nice, sharp, really almost sparkling yellow in color. And looks like a little buttercup that covers the entire plant, and it blooms for a good month. So that's something that's in bud and bloom right now. Your Annabelle hydrangeas are right on the verge of coming into bloom. The nice pink hydrangeas are getting ready to come into bloom. The ones that are being grown, it's a new hybrid, probably 4 to 5 years, and a portion of the proceeds is used for a donation for the Breast Cancer Foundation. And we'll talk a little bit about that variety of hydrangea. So the hydrangeas are coming now. And during July and August, you're going to see a lot of various varieties. Remember, the cone-shaped hydrangeas are the ones that give you a steady color. And they bloom every year because they bloom on the new wood that's made this season. So, you know, in the winter time, it's nothing but sticks. And then the new growth comes out off of those dead-looking sticks. And there's where your flower buds are. Now, this year, because of the lack of snowfall, the temperature bouncing up and down like a yo-yo, a lot of the big ball blue hydrangea and the big ball pink hydrangea and even some of the lace caps have not done very well. A lot of winter kill where the plant died basically to the ground, and driving around New England in the past month, all I see is a bunch of sticks with a little green growth developing at the base of the plant. Now, if your hydrangeas still have the brown sticks on them, remove them. Get them out of there to make room for the new growth. You've basically lost all of the flower buds, but you need to have that new growth form so that you'll have a possibility of buds for next season. So it's going to be a disappointing year, even on Cape Cod, where they have thousands of blue and pink hydrangea. And it just doesn't seem to be a good year because of the amount of dieback that was hit on the plant this past winter. And I think it's just because we didn't have enough snow, and the fluctuation in temperatures didn't help either. Now, if there's any questions that you may have, it's a toll-free number to reach me. The number is 855-660-4261. You talk with Daniel. He'll get you set up, and we can work with you. Now, if you're looking for some great flowering trees, and they're in bloom right now, and there's not many. There's actually three. My favorite, the Coosa Dogwood, and you drive around the neighborhoods, you'll see them planted. And it's become a very popular tree because it blooms at this time of the year when we spend more time outside. Your dogwoods are done blooming, your spring flowering. Magnolias are all done. Your flowering crabs, your flowering cherries, your flowering plums, your flowering pear, they're all done blooming. So you need something for June, July, and August. And the Coosa dogwood is a tree that will give you some nice color. Mine right now is absolutely loaded. I can hardly see any green leaves on the plant. Another one that's in pretty good shape right now is the tree lilac. And if you've never seen it, it's a very unique tree. It grows like a flowering crab, a little bit more upright than your traditional spreading crab. But the blossom looks like a feather, and it's pure white. And the bark has got some nice character to it. So there's your second one. And the flowering tree lilac is good to 50 below zero. So it's a good tree in the northern climate. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Paul Parrott here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a controlled-release fertilizer so it will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year, available at your local garden center. Or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you have a good trip last week?
Yes, indeed, I did.
Get out in the wilderness and listen to some music, right?
Yeah.
That's always good. Who do we have up first this morning?
Well, first up, we've got Thomas from New Hampshire. He's got a few questions, one about ground cover, one about rhododendron, and then his last one about hydrangeas.
Okay. Thomas, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
Ground cover, rhododendron, hydrangea. My vinca ground cover. Is the drought killing my vinca ground cover, do you think?
Well, I have some myrtle in my backyard, and it's not shiny like it should be. There's some yellowing on the lower foliage, and I started putting the sprinkler on it on Thursday, and I've noticed the difference. It is very dry in New England, and I thought it was only in Maine, but I was in Massachusetts and New Hampshire this past week, and everything is dry up there too. So we need a good day and a half of a nice soaking rain to bring the lawns back up, and it would be to your advantage right now to take a sprinkler and give that myrtle, the vinca vine, a really good application of water. I'd put it out there for a good 2 hours to give it a chance to really penetrate the ground and get down to where the roots are. 10 minutes here and there isn't going to do much good. You need to really soak it down well.
Okay. How do I cut a branch from my rhododendron and root it and plant it? And when's the best time to do that?
Well, I'll tell you what the easiest way. Do you have any branches that are touching the ground or close to the ground?
Yes.
Okay. Rather than taking a cutting and trying to root it, it's going to be difficult because you need to have bottom heat and mist on it and things like that. So what you do is you take one of the lower branches, and you can do this with rhododendron, azalea, mountain laurel, boxwood, any type of an evergreen broad leaf, even holly. You measure from the tip back about 10 to 12 inches. And then you take a knife and you rub the bark off all the way around the stem so that you expose the wood fibers underneath the green bark. You dig a little hole about 3 inches deep and buy yourself a package of rooting powder and dust where you have just peeled all of the bark. Get some compost or some peat moss and put it in the hole. Push your branch and bend it so that it, from the mother plant, it will go into the hole and then the tip will go straight up again. Put some compost or peat moss and then fill it with soil, and you can either use a landscape fabric push pin or you can put a brick over it. So the branch from the mother bends down into the hole and the tip comes right back up again. And you leave it like that, and by the fall it's going to be rooted. But I wouldn't separate it until the following spring. Then you just cut them from the mother plant. You'll have a nice root ball and a brand new plant, and you really did no real work for it. You're not misting it and bottom heat and everything else. So that would be the easiest way.
Okay.
And you could do, you know, half a dozen, 10 branches on the same plant at the same time. So why don't you hold on? And when we come back, we'll take the other questions that you have. And while it's in the rooting process, a liquid fertilizer applied to it, and like from a watering can. Some of the Neptune's Harvest fish and sea fertilizer, the Espoma Grow fertilizer. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to evergardrepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
It's beautiful outside, sir. If you're beginning to stir from bed, listening to the radio, get up, make yourself a cup of coffee, get a pad of paper and a pencil, and write down some notes of what we're talking about, or better still, give us a call, 855-660-4261. We're talking with Thomas, and we talked about the dryness and how it's affecting ground covers, not just myrtle or vinca, but pachysandra, and your ivies are looking. They don't have a shine, and that's a sign that it's really, really dry. Thomas, what were your other questions?
Yeah, I've been listening to you this season talk about the problems with the big ball blue hydrangeas. I had that problem as well, but it's been about I received some potted florist hydrangeas as gifts, and I planted them in my garden. But it's been about 5 years since they looked beautiful, and I was wondering, should potted plants like that? I mean, should they bloom each year?
Well, see, the florist type hydrangea that is available for Easter and for Mother's Day that are not found outdoors, they're found inside the greenhouse, are a southern variety. And what happens is it blooms on the wood produced the following year. So you plant them in your garden. They do very, very well. And then during the winter, you have dieback. So in the spring, it's all dead sticks. There's no new growth developing on those sticks. It's only coming out of the base of the plant. So a florist-type hydrangea, what really should happen with those is they should be dug. They should be put in a large container, something 12 to 15 inches, and enjoyed as a patio plant. And then in the fall, after we've had a good frost and the leaves turn yellow and they fall off the plant, give them a good drink, put them in the garage, in the tool shed. Garage I like better. Or if you have a bulkhead stairs that lead into your basement, put them on the stairs. That way they're out of the weather, they're sheltered from the wind and from the really, really cold weather. Or if you have an unheated crawl space under your home, or a basement that has no heat, just the furnace, put them in there for the winter. And then in the spring, bring them back out, and they will flower for you because they've been sheltered and the sticks didn't die back to the ground. So a florist type is a southern variety that if you lived from the Carolinas south, you wouldn't have a problem with. But when you go north of the Carolinas, then they're not going to survive the winter, and you'll just have nice foliage. So that's the way that you can get them to rebloom for you.
I see. And then one other quick question. Can you prune a rhododendron without affecting next year's flowers?
If you do it right now. See, the plant, the absolute best time is when the flowers are changing color, they're turning brown, and they're falling off of your plant. That's the time that you can whack them back to control the size of the plant so it doesn't get to be too big for you. And because as soon as it finishes blooming, then it makes the new growth. Right now, a lot of them are finished blooming, and you can do some selective pruning and without affecting the buds for next year. So if you cut the whole plant back, let's say 12 to 18 inches, you're going to remove some of that new growth, and you may not get a lot of blossoms next year. But if you do it early on before the new growth starts, then it shouldn't affect it, and you can control the height and the spread of your plant.
Well, thank you. And thank you for your podcast. If it wasn't for your podcast, I wouldn't be able to hear your whole show. So I download the podcast and I listen to it throughout the week.
Well, I thank you, and we really appreciate that. Do you get our newsletter?
I do.
Great. Great. Well, we work real hard and trying to find different plant material for you, add a little bit of music, and put a recipe. So we've got this week, I just made this pie. I've heard about it, but never tried it. And I'm making, giving you the recipe for a pie that I never had before. It's a sweet potato pie with maple praline sauce on it. And I'm telling you, it is good. And it, people think it tastes like sweet potatoes, maybe a little bit, but the maple that you're putting in it really brings out that flavor, and it is good.
Sounds good.
Thank you, and you have
a
wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Paul.
Bye-bye. Our phone number is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261, so give us a call. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Rosemary from New Jersey. She's got a question about her Alaskan cedar.
Rosemary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What's happening
morning,
with your
Paul.
Cedar? Hi.
Hi, I have an Alaskan cedar, and for some reason, all of a sudden, within the last 2 weeks, it's turning brown from the inside out. I have other Alaskan cedars that are fine. Now, the one thing I've done with this one was I put some decorative pilings that have been treated right in the front of it, and I was wondering if they could be infecting it.
What type of plants was that again? A decorative what?
Just regular pilings that you would put under a house.
Unless you put it really, really close to it, and
yeah.
you may have cut some of the roots of your Alaskan cedar. How many did you put around it?
Three. And they're in a little cluster in front of it. They're pretty close, but they're not too deep.
Okay.
So I'm thinking maybe just the creosote from the pilings being in the proximity of the cedar.
Now, did you paint it with a creosote?
No, I did not. They had been left over from a house that was lifted from Sandy. And they were cut down, and I just took them and used them for decoration.
Right, right. When you were handling them,
yes.
did your hands have a smell of the creosote on them when you were done working with them?
I didn't even notice that.
Okay, so most likely you didn't have it.
Yes,
I don't.
Not.
I don't know why it. You know, if it was all around the plant, maybe in the process of putting them into the ground and cutting some of the roots. But you said you put all three of them pretty close together, all on one side of the plant, so the other three quarters of the roots were not affected by it.
Correct.
But when you compare it to others on your property, it's lost a lot more foliage.
Oh, it's turning brown quickly. Not only the branches in the center, but the branches on the side.
So it's affecting the new growth as well.
Yes.
Okay. Well. It is possible because creosote is something that is toxic to plants, and what they do is they blend with the creosote a weed killer so that the roots of plants will not grow into it and begin to break it down.
I see.
So it is very, very possible, and if you've had a lot of rain, if you've been watering that garden on a regular basis, you could be releasing the creosote out, and the roots of the plant are absorbing it.
I see.
What I would try and do, get a liquid food, Miracle Grow, the Ascoma, the Neptune's Harvest, and I would make 5 gallons or more and just really soak the root ball around your tree. Wait a week, do it again, and, you know, let's see if that's going to help to bring it back.
Okay. That sounds excellent. Thank you so much.
I thank you, and good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Anne-Marie from Maine. She's got a question about a product to deter squirrels and chipmunks.
Anne-Marie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Well, thank you, Paul. last week you mentioned a new product to deter chipmunks and squirrels, and I didn't hear the name. If you did talk about it, you may have done it after you went off the air, and I didn't have the second part of your program.
Okay, we have Michael Greyer from, it's called American Deer Proofing. He's going to be on the radio with me at 8 o'clock today.
Oh, good.
And we're going to be talking, because I called him, and I was explaining to him that there's a lot of chipmunks, and he said, man, your timing was perfect. We're getting ready to release a squirrel and chipmunk repellent that you can spray where they are digging holes in your garden, around your shrubbery, around the foundation of your house. And he's going to be here to talk about it at 8 o'clock. Now,
oh, terrific.
I don't. Does your station carry it through 8 o'clock?
Oh, yes. It goes through until 9.
Okay.
So I'll be able to hear it, and I appreciate it.
As I said, he'll be on at 8 o'clock, and we're going to talk about all of the animal repellents that his company makes, but they have a new chipmunk and squirrel repellent that he was very excited about it, so I think we have something that's going to help us even around bird feeders, but we'll talk to him at 9 a.m. this morning. Thank you, and you have a wonderful day. If you need some help, call us 855-660-4261.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Look alive, weeds! It's a matter of life and death!
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow!
They know DuraZone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome!
And DuraZone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of DuraZone.
Hide them all!
Bayer Advanced DuraZone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Have you been fighting diseases on your plants? Diseases like downy mildew, especially on impatiens and other bedding plants. Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide controls downy mildew and many other diseases. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid to be mixed with water and used as a foliar spray. Agrifos also controls Phytophthora and other root rot diseases. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without unsightly disease problems. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery from Monterey Lawn and Garden Products. If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free, and you can reach us at 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Allison from Maine, and she's got a question about maggots.
Allison, good morning. Where are the maggots appearing? In the ground or on your lawn?
My name's Alice. I don't know where you got Alice.
Oh, Alice. Hi.
Thanks for taking my call, Paul. Yeah, the cold vegetables, you know, I used to have maybe one or two of them, but this year it's ridiculous.
Oh, it's like a root maggot.
Yeah.
Okay. If you go down to your local garden center, they sell a granular 8, E-I-G-H-T, just like the number. It's made by Bonide. And when you're, I know if I plant radishes now, and I don't put the granular 8 in the trench with the seed, they get those little worms or maggots that will eat through the radishes. And broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, and Brussels sprouts, they get a root maggot also.
Right, that's what's happening with them vegetables.
Yeah, so they just kind of wilt.
Yes.
And then when it cools off, they get nice and sturdy. And then when it gets hot, then they collapse again. So what you got to do is get this granular 8, and you're going to put about a tablespoon around each plant. Work it in with your fingertips, and then really saturate the ground around the plants to dissolve the granular 8. It will work its way down to the root system, and it will stop them dead in their tracks.
Oh, good. Sounds like a winner. Thank you.
Yeah,
you have a good day.
You have a wonderful day, too. They used to have a product called Diaznon. It's no longer available. The patent ran out. And the only product that will take care of it is this Granular 8 product. It comes in a plastic jug with a handle on it, and it will take care of cutworms, slugs, snails, and a few others. But it will take care of that root maggot. And also, there's a maggot that will go into potatoes. It's like, it's called a wire worm. And if you can treat where your potatoes are with this product, if you've had the wire worms in the past, it will take care of them also. So, give it a try. It works very, very well. Now, the mosquito population, the time is here. And there is a company from Massachusetts that was developed by a vet because he had his practice near a farm in Hingham, Massachusetts, and the flies from the dairy farm kept coming into his office and it drove him crazy. So he developed a product called Shoe Fly and a product called Screen and Surface. And the Screen and Surface, I've used it, and it's incredible. I have a screen porch because I can't sit outside after sunset. The mosquitoes will just carry you away. And we built the screen porch. They don't bother us. But I look on the screen, and they're all sitting on it, waiting to try and get in. And the new seams can go right through the screen. So I bought this product and sprayed the screen at an angle. The mosquitoes will land on it. They'll absorb the product, and they're gone. So I sprayed the screen door to the kitchen, the screen door to the living room, and my screen porch. And it's slowly getting rid of the population of mosquitoes on my property. It works wonderful. It's the company that makes shoe mold to get that moldy, musty smell out of your basement. If you want to get more information, give them a call. The number is 781-449-6776. You can also find it at True Value, Ace, and Abishon.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.